This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So one economist is saying that the stock market's going to retreat. There's going to be a recession, and inflation will drop to below 2% by the end of this year. I don't know, folks. I guess I can hardly wait. I don't know. I mean, that doesn't sound good. But I thought that everything was getting better, and this is one of the reasons why people, when they, I guess, complain about the economy, they're being told, no, you don't understand how the economy works. You've got to realize exactly why you're wrong and why these numbers over here show that everything's actually much better. And, you could have numbers that show this or that. But again, it's all about what's happening to people and their kitchen table budgets as they go to the grocery store, as they try to purchase the items that they need, and the inflation is still high. And until there is a demonstrable feeling out there, why do you have to sell people that things are good? You shouldn't have to sell them that they're good. If anything, a lot of times politicians or political parties try to sell you that it's bad and or that you're not doing well. But in so many ways, the opposite's happening right now. People are trying to sell you that you are doing well. You just don't know it yet. Kyle Warren with you, folks. Welcome to the weekend edition of the program. And glad to be with you, of course, here on the Saturday morning as we go live. Some of you may hear the program later on this weekend. And so whatever time you're hearing the program, we want you to feel welcome. And, of course, also you're welcome to go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send us a direct message anytime during the weekend. We'll address it on the next available program if you like. And but go ahead and head over there. You can also join me on Facebook. You can also join me on Twitter. I won't call it Twitter, but X, formerly known as Twitter. You're welcome to join us there too, and I encourage you to do that. And we'll be able to connect better with that. All right. So once again, here we are, folks. Welcome to everybody. By the way, on AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station in Tampa, Florida. And you can also find our live streams by simply going to KyleWarrenShow.com. You'll find the GCN live streams. That's from Genesis Communications. They distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And we thank everybody at GCN working so hard for the program. And you can also find the live streams for AM 860 The Answer, TheAnswerTampa.com, Salem Media there, TheAnswerTampa.com. And you're off and running. You can take the program with you wherever you want to go. Also, get access to great radio programming overall. That's also very important to note. So once again, folks, welcome back to the show. And, we'll stick with this here. This is from Markets Insider. Top economist Steve Hanke says stocks will drop, a recession will hit, and inflation will sink below 2% this year. As far as the outlook for stocks goes, expect the stock market to retreat, as I said, recession, inflation by 2%. As far as the outlook for stocks goes, they remain pricey, and the multiples will come off as the recession starts to bite, the professor of applied economics at Johns Hopkins University told Business Insider this week. The benchmark S&P 500 index rallied by 24% in 2023 and now trades close to a record high. Stocks are typically valued at multiples to companies' earnings, so they tend to fall when multiples contract or earnings shrink, both of which can happen in an economic downturn when investor sentiment and corporate profits usually suffer. Hanke, a former economic advisor to Ronald Reagan, served as the president of Toronto Trust Argentina when it was the world's best-performing mutual fund in 1995. His view is that the volatile inflation of recent years is chiefly due to changes in the U.S. money supply, not other factors such as supply chain disruptions and swings in energy and metal prices. The veteran economist and colleague John Greenwood predicted in July 2021 that the headline consumer price index would rise quickly as 9% on an annualized basis. It peaked at 9.1 a year later. They later forecast the inflation measure would fall between 2% and 5% by December last year. It ended at 3.4%. So here's the deal. I'll do a Joe Bidenism. Here's the deal, right? So if we do see things like this starting to happen, a recession, and of course, a lot of times, you know, the recession is known typically following that. You might be in one, and then it turns out later, okay, we were in a recession. But again, I think the inflation that we've seen, and I do beg to differ a little bit. I don't think it's just money supply. I do think that it is. It has a lot to do with the fact that the energy prices went up so fast. We don't produce enough energy now. In other words, in order to be efficient and to have it be financially feasible here, to such that the energy is not so expensive as to make everything else that energy that uses energy to get to your store, that all goes up as a result. So yes, if we continue to see these kinds of things happening, if the Fed comes in, and by the way, you can almost take your pick of expert this, expert A, and expert B. Well, they're going to cut the rates. No, they won't cut the rates. Why? Because the jobs report came in, and the jobs report or the spending, and people were spending more in December, and this kind of thing. So the Fed may not have to act because they'll feel that everything is going well. But then others will say, oh, no, they absolutely have to cut rates. And if they don't cut rates, then it's going to be a disaster. And so you almost don't know who to believe. But one thing that people do believe is they believe when they look at their own bank account and when they go to the grocery store, they go to buy a house or they go to buy a car or they go to do anything in their daily lives, when everything is up and it's hard to make ends meet, well, there's going to be a real perception out there, I think. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And you can also send me a direct message simply by going to KyleWarrenShow.com. We're starting out to hour number two here, the weekend edition. And we are off to a great running start, I think. Stay right there because we're going to come right back, talk a lot more, all about... Well, you know what? I think we're gonna talk more about these Houthis when we come back, in addition to everything else. Stay right there, everybody.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
So it looks like, according to at least one poll, President Trump has got a huge lead over Nikki Haley in South Carolina, 39 points, it looks like. So I don't know, folks, you tell me how this is all going to go and whether or not. Now, you know, we had a pretty lively discussion on the Friday edition. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Find me on Facebook or find me on Twitter, of course, X as well. And we had a pretty lively discussion on the Friday edition, and I like that. I like when we have some pretty good lively discussions, mixing it up with the callers, getting the guests to respond and so forth. I really do appreciate that. And so I guess where all this is going to go, there's so many different factors as to where, you know, Donald Trump's going to end up, where the Republican nomination is going to end up. Right now, of course, all things considered, if everything stays on the same trajectory, Donald Trump will be the nominee for the Republicans. I think even the Democrats are, you know, pretty much understand that. Now, whether or not some want him to be that, so they believe it'll be easy to beat him, or they want to put him there so that they can bounce their message of Donald Trump will take over our democracy, there will be no more elections, blah blah blah, that kind of stuff. You know, that may be, but right now this is where this thing is going, and so what we expect to see in New Hampshire and what we may expect to see in South Carolina. These things may line up right where the polls are. We just don't know yet. But if Donald Trump maintains those leads, if he maintains those spreads here in terms of the points, the percentage points, then it'll be over in that sense. And this is kind of a very different time of an election. this is so far out of kilter that it's not even funny. But, you know, typically, you know, I would think that the primary battle would continue on. You try to get to Super Tuesday and so forth. But obviously, because Donald Trump is so, you know, such a huge force, or the elephant in the room, as it were, and because it is a comeback tour from the previous administration, his previous administration, all these factors go in here in this modern election era to equal anybody's guess sometimes, right? Anybody's guess. But you'll start to hear more calls for solidification, though, more quickly if Donald Trump is able to, again, maintain these percentage points. Well, right before we went to break, I mentioned about the Houthis. And yes, of course, the Houthis. And in hour number one, we had an interesting audio quote, and that is the idea, why aren't the Houthis scared of the United States? And John Kirby at the White House press briefing room tried to give his utmost great answer, but he did end up, and those of you who are with us in hour number one, you recall I was saying that he did actually commit the greatest referral probably in the history of the White House press briefing room. In other words, I can't answer that question of why the Houthis aren't afraid of us, but I would refer you to the Houthis, basically. but that's a standard procedure. But let's listen in a little bit more to what was said at the White House press briefing room. Prior to this, he was saying, well, you know, again, there's a conflict. We don't want there to be a conflict, but, you know, they need to make a decision not to have a conflict. But basically, whether or not we are seeking a conflict or not, and we're not, I agree with Kirby on that, we're not seeking the conflict, but the conflict is being directed at us, at Israel, for the most part, because of the war going on there. But overall, even just in a general sense, the terrorist groups have declared war basically on the United States or on the West, and they're bringing the conflict. So if somebody does that, you can't just sit by and say, well, I'm not seeking a conflict, so I'm not going to respond at all. In fact, we're in a position now where now we're starting to respond to the Houthis, but Lord only knows how many strikes it will take to to stop the Houthis. Let's listen into John Kirby.
Right, but they're a terrorist group attacking U.S. interests. You know, wouldn't your response make them stop?
Terrorist groups commit acts of violence, oftentimes for not just for the sake of committing acts of violence, but for political posturing or political messaging of some sort, or perhaps tied to religious fervor. And they are a designated terrorist group. They are conducting terrorist attacks on shipping in the Red Sea, and we have to respond to that. I don't know what the alternative would be. Should we just stop defending ships and just let them have their way with the southern Red Sea? I don't think that's in anybody's interest. So we're not just going to lay down here and wait for them to come to a different approach. They need to stop the attacks. If they don't, we'll continue to defend ourselves.
Well, nobody's asking. I don't think anybody even's asking about, you know, should we stop trying to defend the shipping? Of course we should defend the shipping. We should have been defending the shipping much earlier on. And by the way, I don't want you to get me wrong on this. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, we just need to go, you know, blow the hell out of everybody and this kind of stuff on a wing and a prayer. I don't think that we want to exacerbate conflicts. But, again, that being said, referring to my previous statements here, the conflict is being brought to us. The best way to stop the Houthis is to stop them in their tracks, not stop them a little bit and then a little bit more and then a little bit more and then a little bit more. In other words, there's got to be a way, and our military knows how to do that, my friends. It's not about warmongering. It's about saying, here's how you stop their ability to launch missiles at ships. I mean, I'm oversimplifying from my perspective as a non-military, person. But the people in the military, they know how to make that happen. When you tell them, stop the Houthis from launching missiles, they know how to do it, and they can just go do it. So really, the question, the pushback, and I think the initial question is gold. You know, why aren't they afraid of the U.S.? Why aren't they quaking in their boots right now and saying, okay, they're going to keep doing this, so we better stop. It's going to get worse. That's why, again, it should just be in one fell swoop. And part of this, too, and I think this is really, really key, part of this as to why they are, quote, not afraid of the U.S., unquote, is that there's the ideology. There is the mission that the Houthis have, basically. There's the mission that Hamas has. There's the mission that Iran has. They are doing this not because, not from some pure sense of gaining this for this economic advantage or what have you. They are true believers, and they believe that what they're doing is actually a good thing, that coming against the Jews is a righteous thing to do, that somehow with the fervor to destroy them, that they are actually making the world a better place. And how do you fight against that? So part of this answer as to why the Houthis are not afraid of us, and by extension, different terrorist groups, is because they have this notion in their mind, and from my perspective here, they have this notion in their mind that no matter that they are on this righteous mission. And so it's different than, well, I think we can pull it off. Well, we can't pull it off. We better back off, or we won't get another chance. I think what they look at it as, okay, this is our chance. And that's a whole different mindset, a whole different thing to have to deal with. So it's a terrible thing, and it is a regrettable thing that there would have to be use of violence and this kind of thing. But my friends, if the Houthis or the Iran-backed Houthis, that's an even better way to describe them, if Iran and the Houthis and the other elements that they are backing and supporting, if they're not stopped in their tracks, this is never going to stop, ever. It's never going to go away. Don't think about, well, they just need a better negotiated settlement. I'm all for negotiated settlements. But it's not going to work if the mentality isn't there to have a basis, a common basis for that. It's most unfortunate. Yes, Iran and the Houthis should stop. That's exactly what they should do. Unfortunately, I don't know that they will. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. It is a landmark Department of Justice report released Thursday into the shortcomings of law enforcement officers who responded to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in May 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, and communications.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the 600-page DOJ report. It said the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
The mass shooting left 21 killed and 17 others injured, including many young children. More snow's in store for more than 100 million Americans for this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states, from Wyoming to New York. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
EVs are not selling as fast as some thought they would.
Sales of electric vehicles are growing, but not as fast as the industry expected. Many consumers are buying hybrids instead. So Ford is cutting production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected EV sales growth. This will affect about 1,400 workers, says Ford. Some will transfer to other jobs, and others are expected to take a special retirement program offer. Ford is also saying that it's creating hundreds of new jobs at its Michigan assembly plant to meet demand for the Bronco SUV and Bronco Raptor and the all-new Ranger pickup and the Ranger Raptor. I'm Rita Foley.
Alec Baldwin is indicted once again on charges of involuntary manslaughter. New Mexico prosecutors are charging the actor for the onset death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins during the filming of Rust in 2021. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Simon, founderscode.com, of course. And we'll be talking with Denise Simon here in just a little bit. And we're really happy, by the way. I just want to say, because I don't get a chance sometimes to really say as much as I want to, but, you know, hosting this program and interacting with you and being able to sort of bring you these different stories, talk about them and analyze them and so forth is really just an amazing, fun thing to do. It is the best job in the world. And I'll tell you this, folks, I have you to thank for that. That is not lost on me, and I appreciate it so very, very much. And so once again, as we gather together throughout the week, throughout the Monday through Friday program, and of course now here on the weekend show, it is always just fun, and I always look forward to it. And as I go through the day and various stages of show prep throughout the day, I always see things like, okay, this has to be on the show, or you know, this is kind of off the beaten path. I think I'll mention that. You know, it's always just a lot of fun, and I absolutely just enjoy it to the nth degree. Well, I'll tell you what, just as we're talking right here, the telephone line is lighting up here. Let's head on over to line number one, and let's bring in Rick from Tampa. Good morning, Rick. Glad to hear from you.
Hey, I'm glad to be here talking to you.
All right.
You know, I got a couple of things I'd like to point out.
Sure.
One thing that you're talking about, Mrs. Nikki talking, she's taking all this Democratic money. How can she be doing that and not expect the voters in New Hampshire, the Republican voters, because they that's such an obvious ploy. I would think that that would further fuel the president's win when they go to the polls. But aside from that, I want to talk about what's going on there, bombing people over in Iran, or not in Iran, in Yemen.
Yemen, yeah.
And, they're taking out those missile sites, three of them, I suppose, or something like that, six the other day. Well, you know what I'm saying. They're still fighting polite.
You're absolutely right.
It's ridiculous. If it were me, I would take out, you know, they've got to know, if they know where nine are, they got to know where 19 more are. You take them all out. You got two carrier groups in the area. You got more than enough air power. Nothing flies. A seagull can't fly without us knowing it. And we take them all out. And at the same time, we go after who's fueling them. And that's Iran. We take out an oil field or two. And we deliver a huge message. You know, you want to raise the rate for their terror tactics. And if you take out a bunch of oil fields from Iran, and you just do this all at once, 24 hours of mayhem spread out between Iran and Yemen. And then, they might just say, hey, this is not fun.
Indeed.
It's like we've got Ann Landers for Secretary of State and Abigail Van Buren for Secretary of Defense.
Oh, yeah. No, but you're absolutely right. The idea, again, is I was joking with Denise Simon the other night, and she was laughed as well. And I was saying, are we going to be here this time next week saying, well, it's the 20th strike on the Houthis this week, and they're still coming at us? We don't want it to be like that. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't want there to have to be an escalation, but the idea is that they are escalating it.
Politeness is what kept us in Afghanistan for 20 years. What kept us in, Vietnam, they would never take the handcuffs off. You can't send somebody in to do a job and not let him do it. You can't do it. I'm sorry. People are going to die. Innocent people are going to die. But if you keep doing this nickel and dime nonsense, 15 times that amount of people are going to die, and the world is going to suffer innumerable wounds because of your insistence that you can't do too much. You can't do that.
No, I agree.
I'm sorry.
No,
give it to somebody who knows how to fight. You can't fight.
I hear your exasperation, Rick. I really do.
I want to punch somebody. And you know what? When I punch somebody, I don't have to worry about anything, because the next morning the guy I punch is going to say, well, I hope he's not still mad at me.
but you're right. The idea, though, is that because it goes to that question again that was given to John Kirby, why aren't they afraid of us? Well, because they know that we're not going to do what it do. Exactly. Why should they be when they know that
there's nothing to be afraid of? Biden's a punk. Alexander the Great is quoted as having said, I would rather face an army of wolves led by a sheep than an army of sheep led by a wolf. Well, Joe Biden is definitely grazing in the sheep's pen.
Well, but yeah, I mean, again, they think that he's not going well, and to a great degree, I think it's important to point out too that I don't know if Joe Biden is the one sitting there giving that order, you know, per se.
I think he's more involved than people are thinking, mm-hmm. because, and I base that conclusion on something Johnson said about the interaction between him and Biden during these so-called negotiations. Biden, do you remember Law and Order, the series?
Oh yeah, sure.
They did an episode where a mafia don was playing like he was addled in the brain, walking around in PJs and doing all this, you know, like he was befuddled and not prosecuted, you know, not being prosecuted because of it,
mm-hmm.
and. I think he's doing that. He's not as weak and as befuddled as I think. I mean, I'm not saying he's not weak, and I'm not saying he doesn't have senior moments, but I don't think he's just walking around drooling on himself and eating ice cream. He's got too much ego for that.
Well,
and he's just playing the game to keep from getting. He knows if he gives up, he's going to get prosecuted.
Right.
So he's. And it's too soon to pardon himself.
Well, I do think that there is a big aversion. They are so concerned about the so-called Arab bloc vote, you know, in this country as well, that they're afraid to really go gangbusters and stop this thing because they're going to be lumped in with the narrative of Israel and so forth. I mean, they feel like they're taking too much heat as it is already.
I agree with you, but I think that Republicans are going to vote no matter who is the nominee. But I believe it. At this point, I don't see how Donald Trump doesn't get it. But the thing is independents are not stupid, and independents are going to, you know, they're paying the same amount for their groceries, their gasoline, their new cars, their, you know, the prices have gone up across the board. The only people that are going to be left are the hardcore left.
Yep.
And I think Donald Trump can win and win big, not just it just looks like it. I don't see the court cases. The Georgia case is fixing to get thrown. The case in Washington, they may get him convicted, but mm-hmm. you know, it won't stand up. That there's nothing really there. The only one is the Florida case of documents, and compared to what Biden did, there's no way he does anything.
No kidding. Kidding. Well,
I mean, I think it's all falling down. They ate too much, and the hysteria that was caused because they were so close. They thought Hillary was going to be queen, and all of this was going to find, and it was jerked out like Nancy jerked a football.
Well, Rick and Tampa, we're heading out to the break, but I'm glad you called. But we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
So Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, is going to, or is now endorsing Donald Trump for president. Very interesting there, of course. And I got to tell you, folks, it's going to be interesting to see who Donald Trump, again, assuming he becomes the nominee and so forth, whether he, who he might choose to be the vice presidential nominee on the ticket. And so here's a good question, though. By the way, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program, everybody. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you'd like to send us a direct message. And but here's a good question, and that is, should Trump, you know, really start shifting into the general election mode even before we have some of these other primaries and so forth? In other words, should he begin to really start laying out what his administration would be like, in advance, because the counter to the Trump is going to destroy democracy, I think the big counter to that, number one, is why didn't he do that before, you know, this kind of thing, if he was going to do such a thing, because we all know it's just this talking point that the left has. But maybe the counter to all that is the clear, cogent delineation of what he's going to do starting day one. He's going to be a dictator starting day one. I mean, all these things, they just don't, honestly, there's so many on the left, they just don't want to hear. They just don't want to know what could be done, how this country could really be changed in the sense of these policies that are totally dragging us down right now. They just don't care. That's why they've come up with this thing of, you know, we're just, it's about protecting democracy. All right, well, folks, here we are at segment number four, here in hour number two. We're going to, we've got our song ready to go. Of course, we love to play a song this time in the morning, get you going, keep your blood pumping, and keep you moving, doing whatever it is that you're doing. And on the weekend show, whatever time of the weekend that you're actually doing it, here's something that's really going to get you moving this morning. Well, we think it will. Anyway, this is from Pat Benatar, and it is Heartbreaker. Neil Giraldo on guitar there. He's been with her, I think, since almost the very beginning. Of course, they are together, and they have been going strong for many years now, and they're still out there going strong. And so I got to tell you, Pat Benatar, revolutionary, trailblazer, absolute pioneer. You know, we played Heart the other night, Anna Nancy Wilson, pioneers in rock and roll music. Pat Benatar, absolute pioneer in rock and roll music, and amazing trained voice that she has. That's why she can sound that way, and when they layer her vocal tracks and so forth, it's just really, really something. She has an absolute amazing talent, and I just love to play Pat Benatar songs. I really do. All right, well, folks, let's take a look at some of the national weather coming into this weekend before we join in here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. There's going to be lake effect snow, downwind from the Great Lakes, and upslope snow for the central Appalachians into the northeast. Higher elevation snow across the west. There's a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of northern and central California. Rain and freezing rain over parts of the Pacific Northwest and northern high plains. So watch out, Richard the Marine there from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, of course. High pressure over the northern plains will slowly move eastward to the central Appalachians by Sunday evening. Cold air associated with the high will create temperatures 20 to 30 degrees below average from the northern high plains, the plains, the middle Mississippi Valley, upper level energy over the Great Lakes, upper Midwest, and Northwest will produce lake effect snow downwind from the Great Lakes. Multiple fronts will move onshore over the west, by the way, and dissipate over the next few days. The system will produce steady, highest elevation snow over the west, with the heaviest on Saturday evening into Sunday evening. In addition, the plume of moisture will move over parts of Northern California, producing heavy rain Saturday and Sunday. So that's what we're looking at, folks. And by the way, elsewhere on Saturday, moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico and upper-level energy will aid in producing rain over parts of southern Texas on Sunday. So that's what we're looking at. We hope that you're battening down the hatches. We hope that whatever you're doing this weekend, you've got some great plans. Hopefully the weather won't be a major, major factor, hopefully you'll be able to just relax and stay inside if, in fact, it is that rainy. All right, well, folks, it's time to bring in Denise Simon here on the weekend edition of the program. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what. Started off hour number one. We talked, and I talked a little bit about it in hour number two here. The Houthis, they keep going. They, you know, I guess they're like the Energizer battery. But the question at the press briefing room to John Kirby was, why aren't they afraid of us? So I've been waiting to pose that question to you all morning long. Why aren't they afraid of the U.S.?
Well, because we're not look, this White House or this administration said we will continue to strike the Houthis. We've only hit 25% of the target package.
25%. Wow, 25%. Mm-hmm. Is that because they're trying to save money, or you know, or why not just stop them now? Ask me how. You know, stop the Houthis now.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had mentioned that we knew precisely what was going on in Yemen because we have these technologies out there that we use. We use Maxar, we use Global Hawk, geospatial satellites, and then even France is flying their AWACS. You know, so we know precisely what is happening. So it really defies any kind of logic. Not only should we have hit probably 80% by now, but is anybody paying attention to the shipping from Iran to Yemen of missiles and the ordnance that Iran is providing? Well, we know precisely what is going on there. That's why we were missing two Navy SEALs.
Right, yeah.
So... why aren't we just sinking the ships?
Or doing other things, like Rick in Tampa called in earlier and said, you know, just do other comprehensive things that really demonstrate the resolve that they need to stop. And, you know, but if it's only 25%, like you're telling us, I mean, that seems like, you know, nothing, you know, to make them stop.
This administration, is Iran... and our enemies know that Biden does not want to be a wartime president.
Indeed.
They've declared war on us.
Indeed. Stay right
and
there, Denise.
We strike them back, so we're at war.
You are absolutely right. Stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back after the top of the hour, folks.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.